Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane Makwala King.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m.
Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. It's going to be a chilly day in the mother city today. A cold 14 degrees predicted. The winds from the northwest for the most part. Also some rain predicted for this afternoon. There was also talk earlier this week about a possibility of some snow out in the Ceres area. But yeah, I would suggest that you go onto their social media pages and have a look before heading out there. Sunrise, just for interest's sake, this morning at 7:27. Sunset this evening at 6:15. Peninsula Ramblers, the hike for tomorrow, that's Sunday. It's too late for today's hike, but for tomorrow, it's Sutha Peak, meeting at 8:30 a.m. The parking at the end of Eustasia Way off Edgar Road, that's just near Victoria Road in Hart Bay. From the car park, you'll head up Mitchell's Road to the start of the trail up Sutha Peak. There are one or two bits of scrambling to negotiate, plus some staples in the rocks, but it is very doable. It's a relatively short hike, but it's going to be a strenuous 4 to 5 hours. PeninsulaRamblers.org.za. Going to the ocean now, the annual Discovery Channel Week has come and gone, or the Shark Week presented by Discovery Channel has wrapped up. Unfortunately, it doesn't reach South African viewers, but I was fortunate to have had access to watch one of the films that featured three of our local women called Shark Woman, Ghosted by Great Whites. And that film features Alison Towner. Ali's a marine biologist and one of South Africa's foremost great white shark researchers. Lida Nicker, a marine biologist and shark diver, and freediver Zandile Ndlovu. In 2017, great whites began to disappear from the Gansbaai region, and Alison works there as a shark biologist for marine dynamics. And the film covers the three of them going on a quest to try and find answers for the disappearance of these marine apex predators. The film work, both above the surface and subsurface underwater, is really spectacular. It's shot on location at a variety of different spots off the South African coastline. Very impressive breaches as well, all caught on camera. And I caught up with Lida Nicker, and she shared some thoughts on the incredible project.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Yes, it was an absolutely incredible experience for a number of reasons. Firstly, Discovery Channel Shark Week has always been very male-dominated and involved males doing very cool things with sharks, whereas we are the first ever all-female cast to co-host or lead co-host the Shark Week show. And they wanted to bring in international ladies to do this show, but then Alison, who co-produced it, said, no, we've got wonderful South African women who have either worked with sharks or that know South African waters, and she brought us into it. So we got to really share the beauty of our coastline and also the incredible story of what has been happening to great whites along our western coastline. Many people may be aware that the presence of killer whales in the area have shifted the great whites into along more of the south and eastern coast of South Africa, that where they used to dominate along our west coast is no longer the case. So we go on this incredible adventure where we start off in Gansbaai, which was where they found the first great white carcasses many years ago. And then we move along to Mossel Bay and even into East London on the Sardine Run. And throughout this adventure, we talk about what's happened with the shark, and we used our scientific knowledge as well as some cool gadgets. There's a lot of action in it. So we use some really cool gadgets to uncover what's happening. We see shark breaches. We tagging sharks. Zandile is in the cage underwater with the sharks. Then we're free diving. Then we're scuba diving. So we spend days, long, long days out on the boat getting to witness these incredible animals in action and tell a magnificent story. So it has officially premiered in America and on some international platforms, but unfortunately not yet in South Africa. But hopefully more people will be able to watch it soon.
That's marine biologist and shark diver Lida Nicker. And we go from the water into the mountains. Montague is considered one of South Africa's premier climbing destinations, and last night saw the launch of Tony Lawrence's new guidebook. It happened at the MCA offices in Cape Town. It was called Montague Rock, And the book is a definitive guide to the entire Montague area, 328 pages, full color. There are over 600 sport climbs. There's 100 traditional routes that have gone into the book as well, along with many never-before-published historical routes. So it's a must-have if you're a rock climber. And that book, as I said, it's called Montague Rock. It is now available at most bookstores and selected outdoor shops. And why is it a good time to get it? Well, staying with climbing, after 2 long years, the Montague Rock Rally is back from the 9th to the 11th of September. So put that in your diary. It's an incredible week in one of the country's most beautiful climbing destinations. As I said earlier, it's a full day of spending time at the crag with all the local climbers, many from upcountry as well. Some spectacular prizes to be won. So go grab Tony's new book and get ready for the Montague Rock Rally. And that's it from me. I'll be back again tomorrow.